in agricultural news, leading Democratic and Republican senators pledged yesterday to propel far-reaching immigration legislation through the Senate by summer, providing a possible path to citizenship for an estimated 11 million people now in the U.S. illegally. Besides the citizenship provision, including new qualifications, the measure would allow more temporary workers to stay and crack down on employers who would hire illegal immigrants. The legislation calls for creating an effective high-tech employment verification system to allow that employers do not hire illegal immigrants in the future, and it allows for more low-skill and agricultural workers. The U.S. Department of Agriculture has cut the number of food safety audits it conducts on foreign countries that ship meat to the U.S. as part of an overhaul the agency says will allow it to focus on the riskiest imports. U.S. officials are now only conducting audits of safety laws in meat exporting countries at least once every 3 years instead of on a mandatory annual basis. Countries with a history of food safety violations will get closer scrutiny. USDA is also relying heavier now on written reports it requires foreign countries to fill out about safety measures. A government study says that leafy green vegetables is the leading source of food poisoning illnesses in the U.S. However, the most food-related deaths were from contaminated chicken and other poultry. The Centers for Disease Control and Prevention released the study today. It's based on an analysis of food poisoning cases from 1998 through 2008. The CDC estimates that roughly 1 in 6 Americans, or 48 million people, gets sick from food poisoning each year. U.S. consumer confidence plunged in January to its lowest level in more than a year, reflecting higher Social Security taxes that left Americans with less money for take-home pay. The Conference Board, a private research group, said its index of consumer confidence fell to 58.6 in January from a revised 66.7 in December. Consumer expectations for economic activity over the next 6 months plunged again to 59.5 from December's 68.1% reading. And that's a look at today's agricultural news.